time for the Community Report on VPR. Heavy rains this spring and summer mean thousands of gallons of raw sewage flowed into the Passumpsic River, and frankly, a whole lot of rivers. We're here to tell us about his reporting on this particular issue in St. Johnsbury, which he wrote for the Caledonian Record, is Todd Wellington. Welcome, Todd.
How's it going?
The situation is with heavy rains comes overflow of stormwater and wastewater, and a hard-to-estimate but really large amount of raw sewage ends up in the Passumpsic. But St. Johnsbury is in compliance with water quality. How and what is the remedy?
It just so happened that someone called me and said, hey, I found this thing on the Agency of Natural Resources website. It says there's sewage going into the Passumpsic River, and they listed all these locations with letters and numbers, and there's no key, so I don't know where the pipes are. And that's what started this. So I started looking into it. And there are all these pipes that, along the Passumpsic River in St. Johnsbury, that send sewage and waste, stormwater and wastewater into the river during overflow times. And then again, this is happening in other places too. I began looking into it, and then many emails, and finally, the state got back to me with the exact location of these places, so we knew where it was going in. As I'm told, that used to be all of the sewage in the 50s and 60s and 70s. All the sewage went in the river, and as the town cleans up its systems, less and less goes in. But there's still a lot of sewage going into the river, which I thought to myself, is this a story or not? And then I thought, wait a minute, ew, right? Of course it's a story. It's the ew factor. Like, wow.
It does have that ick factor. So how are communities and folks in the town notified that this is happening? Is there some kind of ping on their phone that says, hey, P.S., don't go in the water or something?
I think that there is some sort of notification system, but I've been covering news here since the 1990s. I had never heard of this, right? And I'm sure that the state and the town are all in total compliance, but there's a difference between being in compliance and having everybody else know what's going on. That's what newspapers do, right? We tell you what's going on.
Talk a little bit about the separation of wastewater and stormwater. These are two different lines. Is that sort of what the cleanup effort is about?
I think it was 1994. The EPA set up some rules. All these towns where there's stormwater and their wastewater were going into one pipe, essentially, and that just dumped into the rivers. The federal government said, listen, you got to clean that up. You got to separate those lines. So towns across the country, including St. Johnsbury, they do these big projects where they go in and they take out that one pipe and they replace it with essentially two, so that your sewage, when you flush your toilet, goes into one pipe and it goes to a water treatment plant, wastewater treatment plant, and the stormwater, I think, actually goes there too, although I'm not entirely sure. I'm not an engineer, you know. Fortunately, and here's like the coolest part, is that I was sitting around trying to figure out all this out because I'm not an engineer, but then I remember that the town manager in St. Johnsbury, his name is Chad Whitehead, he was an engineer. He worked on these projects. So I called him up and I said, Chad, can you tell me about this whole separation of stormwater and sewer? And he's like, oh, I could talk about CSO all day long. This is going on in Burlington in several places. This is going on in Rutland in several places. I think Proctor's on the list. I'm told Springfield might be there too. I haven't actually looked at all of the towns, but it's not just St. J. It's all over the state.
And Todd, what did you find in terms of, let's say we're driving through St. Johnsbury or frankly any town in the summertime in Vermont and there is a big construction project?
Every year it's some big, huge rip up all the roads in the neighborhood and fix those lines kind of thing. So the more they do it, the less sewage goes into the river. I asked Chad Whitehead, well, how long is it going to take to finish the town? Because we've been doing this since the 90s, I think, right? He said that he would be retired long before they finished all the projects.